Hey there, great to have you on Marlins Rewind. If you're not already, get involved with the Marlins Fan Loyalty Program at marlins.com/fishfamily. And if you know somebody in the Fish Fam who doesn't know about our daily podcast codes, tell them and get them to subscribe so they can get the codes and rewind every day and every week. For today's Fish Family bonus code, we'll do our part and honor a Minnesota native. Today's code, the late singer-songwriter and inspiration, Prince. Last evening, Miami sought to even the series against Minnesota. With the game rewind, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the Marlins, another frustrating night here at Target Field. They lose to the Minnesota Twins 7-5. The Twins jumped out big early. Miami came back, took the lead. But again, the bullpen lets one get away late. And the Twins have won the first two games of this series. This Minnesota team with the worst record in the American League at 18-40, even after the back-to-back victories here the last two nights. But the Twins, again, have the Marlins' number. Wei-Yin Chen got the start for the Marlins tonight. The former Marlin, Ricky Nolasco, on the mound for the Twins. Nolasco, who won more games, rang up more strikeouts, made more starts, threw more innings than anybody in Marlins franchise history. He'd never faced the Marlins, not until tonight. And early on, things were looking very good for Ricky. He set down the side 1-2-3 in inning number one. And in the bottom of the first, the Twins picked up where they left off last night. Two outs, nobody on for Joe Mauer.
281 for the year. Half a dozen homers, 21 batted in, and Mauer sends a high fly. This is deep left center, going back. Yelich looking up, and it's gone. 1-0 Twins here in the first. Another home run. This time, Joe Mauer, number 7 for Mauer, and a 1-0 lead.
Four Twins long balls en route to a 6-4 win in the series opener last night. That was the first of three in this one tonight. In the second inning, with a runner at second and a runner at third with one out in the second inning, Kurt Suzuki came through for Minnesota.
But generally, he's pitched well against them. He's behind 1-0 here, and he's in a jam in this situation. There's a line drive, base hit to right. Home to score is Park. Coming to third and holding is Arcia. It's 2-0 Twins on a single to right by Kurt Suzuki.
Then in the third, Minnesota would extend the lead further. A leadoff hit from Robbie Grossman. He was forced on a ground ball by Joe Mauer. Mauer at first, one out for third baseman Trevor Plouffe. 2-0 from Chen. That's hammered a long way, deep left center field. Back goes Ozuna at the wall in front of the bullpen, and it's another Minnesota home run. Second in the ball game, the sixth in 14 innings in this series. And the Twins jump out to a 4-0 lead. And it stayed 4-0 until the fifth. Ricky Nolasco was rolling along through four innings on 45 pitches. He had allowed four hits, but he left a couple of men in the second inning, stranded a man in the third. In the fifth, though, his luck would change. He got the first man, Derek Dietrich, to bounce to second, but then JT Realmuto, a one-out double. JT went to third base on an infield hit by Miguel Rojas. Marlins at the corners for Ichiro.
DHing. Here's the pitch. Ichiro pulls it hard through the right side. Base hit and a run batted in. The Marlins are on the board, and it's a 4-1 game on Ichiro's RBI single to right.
Well, then a walk to Martin Prado, and the Marlins had him loaded for Christian Yelich, who struck out. That was the second out of the inning. Miami needed a big two-out hit, and they turned to Marcelo Ozuna.
Nolasco sets, delivers to Marcel, and a hard hit ball out into left center on the ground. Base hit that'll score two. Rojas is home. Here comes Ichiro home. The throw to third. Prado in there safely, and Marcel Ozuna comes through with a two-run single out into left center, and it's a one-run ball game, 4-3 Twins.
And Rollins had men at first and third. The next man to the plate would be Giancarlo Stanton. Stanton, who into the fifth inning had been 0-19 this year with two outs and runners in scoring position at bat number 20, and things change for Big G.
The set by Nolasco, the pitch, and Stanton lines a ball to center field, a base hit and a run batted in, and the Marlins have come all the way back, and they've tied the game at 4 on Giancarlo's solid single to center as he collects his 29th run batted in.
Marlins would send 9 men to the plate in that fifth inning. It was a 27-pitch inning for Nolasco. The Marlins with 4 runs on 5 hits and a walk, and they had even the score at 4. In the top of the 6th, Ricky got the first two men. Derek Dietrich, a fly ball to center. JT Realmuto, a fly ball to center. But then on an 0-2 two-out pitch, Miguel Rojas looped a fly ball to left field for a base hit, and the inning extended. Ichiro came up, and he singled, sending Rojas to third for Ichiro. That was his third hit in the game. He went 3-for-5 today. So the Marlins had men at first and third, and Nolasco was done. Michael Tonkin came on to face Martin Prado.
Tonkin, T-O-N-K-I-N. Here's a line drive base hit to right field for Martin Prado, his second of the night. Home to score the go-ahead run from third base. Miguel Rojas and the Marlins are up 5-4 here in the sixth inning.
That go-ahead hit by Martin Prado is our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So Tonkin allowed the RBI hit to Prado. He was done. Lefty Buddy Boshears came on to face Christian Yelich. Yelich singled. Then with the righty Ozuna coming up, Boshears was done. Trevor May came into the game. He got Ozuna to ground out, ending the sixth inning. Taylor Rogers came on to start the seventh inning. The Twins had used five pitchers in the span of five hitters in the span of eight pitches. Five different pitchers in the span of eight pitches in innings six and seven for the Twins. In the midst of that, the Marlins took the lead with that run in the sixth inning. They were up 5-4, but in the bottom of the sixth with one out, back came Minnesota, courtesy of Byung-Ho Park.
The other thing you hope for tonight is that with all the good things that the Marlins have done in the fifth and sixth innings, here's a high fly ball out to left center. Ozuna back, looking up, gone, home run. Park, number 11, we're tied at five.
Number three in the game, number seven in the series for Minnesota. And just like that, the Marlins' lead had evaporated. Wei and Chen done after 5 1/3, 9 hits, 5 runs, didn't walk anybody, struck out a pair, allowed those 3 long balls. Chen tonight, 85 pitches, 59 strikes. For Ricky Nolasco, the Twins starter, he'd also end up with a no decision tonight. 5 2/3 innings, a season high, 11 hits allowed, gave up 5 runs, walked a man, fan 3. Ricky, 96 pitches, 64 strikes. So this, like last night, would become a battle of the bullpens. The Twins' bullpen didn't blink last night, and it didn't blink here tonight. Marlins' bullpen did, though. Nick Whitgren got the final 2 outs in the sixth inning, got the first 2 outs in the seventh, but then he allowed a base hit to Joe Mauer. So in a tie game, Mauer was at first. 2 outs in the seventh for third baseman Trevor Plouffe. 1-0 Whitgren to Plouffe. In the air, right center, hit it well. Stanton and Ozuna back. Stanton onto the track, and it's off the wall. Ozuna backs it up. Coming around third base, Mauer. He will score, and the Twins have the lead back. 6-5 in the seventh. Like the Marlins earlier in the ball game, Minnesota making it happen with 2 outs and nobody on. Mauer a single, and Plouffe with a go-ahead double. And the Twins weren't done with Plouffe at second base. Last night's hero, Brian Dozier. Plouffe off of second, 3-2, 2-out pitch. Line drive, left center field, that's down for a hit. Plouffe will be waved, he'll score without a throw. A third consecutive 2-out hit, this one from Dozier, his third in the game. And now it's 7-5 Twins. And that's how this one would end. Taylor Rogers with a 1-2-3 seventh. Ryan Pressly, a perfect eighth inning. In the ninth, Brandon Kinstler came on looking to lock down his first ever big league save. He got the first 2 men on ground balls. Prado to second, Yelich to third. Marcel Ozuna singled, so the Marlins had a shot. They got Stanton to the plate. Giancarlo, who had been 2-for-4 to start his night, including an RBI single in the fifth. Representing the tying run, though, with 2 outs in the ninth inning, Stanton struck out. And this one belongs to the Twins. The final, Minnesota 7 and Miami 5. For the Twins, 7 runs, 14 hits, no errors, 8 men left. For the Marlins, 5 runs, 14 hits, no errors. Miami strands 9. Taylor Rogers, the winner, 2-0. Nick Whitgren, the loser, 1-1. Brandon Kinstler, his first career Major League save, comes in his 187th Major League appearance. The Twins with the winner, 18-40, now 11-18 at home. Marlins with the loss dropped to 30-29. They are 16-13. On the road.
Tonight, Tom Kohler pitches against Irvin Santana as part of this 9-game road trip. The Marlins Radio Network has you covered wire-to-wire with Marlins on deck at 7:40 and Dave and Glenn's live game action in the first pitch at 8:10. Listen on MLB.com, the MLB at Bat app, 9:40 wins, and the Marlins Radio Network.